Eddie the Head has turned up as a political symbol. He's there in what can only be called, I suppose, a war of flags or symbols within the town council at the Yava. What's happened is that there's one party in the town council is a Basque separatist party, and it's decided to bring in its own flag, which is the Basque flag, a green, white, and red thing that looks a bit like the Union Jack. And the others asked the mayor to tell them to remove it. He said that he wouldn't do that. So the socialists said, well, you know, if they love their Basque flag and it's so important to them, we love Iron Maiden and they're very important to us. So we'll bring in our flag with the rather horrendous looking face of Eddie the Head on it.
I mean, all this isn't this all a bit of a distraction from the business of representing their voters?
Indeed, but I think what they're trying to do, and certainly what the socialists are arguing, is that if one symbol is ridiculous, well, they might as well bring in another one. I might add that a third political group is now displaying the flag of local football team Osasuna on its desks, just to prove that it too has a flag to wave.
How long is this going to go on for?
Well, it's a standoff. Everybody said, I won't take mine away if you won't take yours away. So for the moment, it's indefinite.
Do we know what Iron Maiden think about it?
We don't know what they think about it. I don't think Eddie the Head has ever made it into the political sphere. You know, normally he can be seen on Headbangers T-shirts, the odd album cover. I think he's appeared on the stage at various Iron Maiden concerts. As I said, he's not a very beautiful-looking figure, with a sort of shrunken skull with red burning eyes and great vicious teeth. So certainly an unusual political symbol.